Hare Krishna. Today we have a question from a Bhakta David who says, if the deity of Prabhupada is meant to be non-different from Prabhupada, why is ISKCON in ISKCON? Are women dressing the acharya? Would Prabhupada have allowed this in real life? Well, if the question is, would Prabhupada allow himself to be present when he was here to be dressed by women, then no. If the question is, would Prabhupada have allowed his deity form to be dressed by women when he was here, then the answer is yes. Although certainly the deity of the Lord and the deity of his pure devotee are not different, at the same time we should see that in this world they're also related to and dealt with differently. For example, Radha and Krishna are meant to be worshipped by their eternal associates. Well, certainly in our temples around the world, it's not that everyone's an eternal associate who's doing that worship. They're meant to be qualified brahmanas, but they're practicing devotees, practitioners. Radha Krishna's service is not for practitioners, it's for liberated souls. So, that's the difference. That's the difference between the deity in, or the Lord in the deity form in the world, and the Lord in his form in the spiritual world. That here he can be approached, he makes himself approachable, that's his special mercy, to practicing devotees so that they can qualify themselves for that type of worship. Same thing with the acharya. Although Srila Prabhupada isn't meant to be directly dressed when he was physically present here, when he needed to be dressed, then it was sannyasis who would dress him. But at the same time, during Srila Prabhupada's physical presence, his deity was already being worshipped, and it was being worshipped by women. There's no bar to that, and Srila Prabhupada was aware of that in the same way that he was aware that the deities in ISKCON were being worshipped, I'd say for the most part, by women in Srila Prabhupada's presence, and probably at the present time as well. And it's one of those areas where ladies do a outstanding job. Generally, I'd say more outstanding than men. So, yes, Srila Prabhupada would and did allow women to dress his murti. Of course, Prabhupada's puja or worship is different than the altar deity, different in the sense that Srila Prabhupada said that his deity should be worshipped like a picture, so we don't do all the elaborate parts of the rituals that we do for worshipping other deities, but basically just wipe Srila Prabhupada down, change his clothes, offer him a garland and aarti. That's sufficient. I was actually amazed when I was just recently talking to devotees from Russia, and they really seriously asked, in all seriousness, they asked this question. They said that they'd heard that some prominent Prabhupada disciple was saying that it wasn't authorized for women to actually worship deities. I asked whether they were talking about India. I said, no, deities anywhere. And I told them I didn't really believe that the Prabhupada disciple would say that. Srila Prabhupada himself established deities in London, in Los Angeles, New York, and other places, and personally trained his head pujaris, who were ladies, women, for the following 7-8 years. Throughout ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada saw how women were worshipping deities, and never once did he say that they shouldn't be doing so, but rather he commended them on how
nicely, they were actually doing that service. The only thing that Srila Prabhupada says was because the nature of the orthodox Brahmins in India was such that altar deities were only meant to be worshipped by men in India. So Srila Prabhupada said that in India our ladies shouldn't go on the altar. They shouldn't render altar service. Of course, women can worship deities in their home, but not on the altar. So it's amazing to think that devotees would consider that such an obvious practice that was known by Srila Prabhupada for many years, that since his disappearance, the last 35 years of his disappearance, what has been going on, that all of a sudden it's not bona fide. Yes, it's very much so bona fide. In fact, if we really seriously consider from the other perspective, is it men who are meant to be dressing, for instance, Radha and Krishna? There's no scriptural mention of men dressing Radha and Krishna. It's only gopis who dress Radha and Krishna. So that's not to say that if someone goes on the altar, they should start thinking of themselves as a gopi. But it's meant to say that one should at least understand that they're spirit soul, that they're neither man nor woman, that they're eternal servant of Krishna, and they're rendering an appropriate service. The consciousness of this is a man and this is a woman, that's not appropriate for worship. And if we use the example, as I mentioned here, of Radha and Krishna worship, then in the highest sense, Radha and Krishna are worshipped not by men. They're worshipped by gopis. They're worshipped by women. So the bodily concept of life is always a trap, however you approach it. And if not from a realized point of view, but at least from a theoretical point of view, we should always approach Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, as well as their services, from the concept that they're spirit soul, and judge and base their service not on bodily considerations, but on devotion and on the quality with which that service is performed. Hare Krishna.